It is a Monday morning. Into Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with the nurse that ran the marathon, but was she really a nurse?
Yes, this is a great story. So 1 week on from the London Marathon, and Jess Anderson, she knocked 22 seconds off the Guinness World Record for running the London Marathon dressed as a nurse, in a nurse's uniform. She is a nurse. Jess works at the Royal London Hospital. She's a senior sister, and she ran dressed in her scrubs, basically. You look at her running. She broke the record by 22 seconds, 3:08, 3 hours and 8 minutes it stood at. She knocked 22 seconds off it. Guinness Book of World Records have written to her and said that it doesn't count because she wasn't wearing a dress. And she says that their vision of what a nurse's uniform is, she says, like something out of a Carry On movie from the 1960s. And she says that is what nurses wear on wards. Trousers, tunic, scrubs. She ran, she broke the record, and she's urging them to review what they think a nurse wears on a hospital ward. Big talking point.
Mate, the Defence Secretary that was sacked last week, was he bad-mouthing the Prime Minister?
He denies this. He's all over the Sunday papers here. So Gavin Williamson is this guy's name, sacked for allegedly leaking the contents of a National Security Council meeting that Britain's going to give its 5G mobile contract to a Chinese company called Huawei. So he got sacked by Theresa May the other day. The papers reckon that he had been calling into question her health in political circles and pointing out that the Prime Minister has diabetes, which she does, and questioning fit for office. He says he's the victim of a smear campaign orchestrated by the Prime Minister in number 10 Downing Street. He says that he never said anything about the Prime Minister's health. Something is amiss with that story, but he's out of office. He's not Defence Secretary anymore. And you would imagine it'll be a long time before he gets a significant role in government again, either way.
Interesting times. All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
Have a great day, everyone.